That's the point of life, probably, to do something, to create, not just to wait somebody else to do it for you. Productivity is something that I think is a must.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, empowering and celebrating women in tech around the world. I have another incredible woman in tech for you here in Skopje, Macedonia. It is so cool, the space we're in. It's called Public Room. It is the most collaborative, innovative space where literally all day long and throughout the night you see people working away, eating, collaborating. I mean, it's more robust than I've seen even in the co-working spaces in Los Angeles. And I don't even think this is a formal co-working space. It is just like the hub of connectivity. Hello.
Hello.
So go ahead, introduce yourself and say a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hi, my name is Tamara, and here in Public Room, I coordinate the program and all the stuff that are happening here.
When was Public Room created?
Public Room was created 3 years ago. So this center exists about 1,000 days now.
And what is it exactly?
Well, it's a kind of a hybrid space. It's a restaurant, it's a co-working, it's a place for exhibition, for theater, for concerts, and everything that you can imagine, you can do it here. So it's actually a space, a room, and open for everybody.
And when did you first become passionate about technology?
Since forever, since I can remember. Yeah.
And how did you discover this opportunity with the Public Room?
Well, we saw a gap here in Skopje, and we saw a need for the people to have space where they can work, where they can show their work, and where they can meet new people. So that's how Public Room was created.
And you have multiple levels here. Even last night, you had Entrepreneurship Week, Global
Yes.
Entrepreneurship Week. It was really exciting. You had so many amazing people in technology in Skopje here in the Public Room. How often do you do events like this?
Every day, I can say. There are different kind of professionals involved or organized by different kind of organizations, but this kind of events happen every day here in Skopje.
And why is this the place that everybody comes to, even during the night, during the day? Like, why is this where everybody chooses to be innovative?
Well, I think that people started recognizing Public Room as their own home, and I think that here they can find people similar to them or people with whom they can collaborate with. So that's how it naturally became what it is.
And do you have any competition right now in Skopje? Are you the only place for people to work?
There are a few co-working places in Skopje, and there are also other cafes who provide, yes, the same services since we opened. But it's healthy to have competition.
And you designed this space, right?
Yes.
And so what kind of thought went through the designing of creating an innovative space?
Well, we want it to be simple. We want it to be multifunctional. We want it to be minimal, so it can be upgraded by the people who use it.
What makes you happiest every day?
Seeing people who are satisfied with their job and who want to do more and create new stuff.
Why does this inspire you to wake up and work hard?
Because, I don't know, that's the point of life, probably, to do something, to create, not just to wait somebody else to do it for you. Productivity is something that I think is a must. And when I see many people who are productive, it makes me happy and proud that I'm a human.
Where can people find out more about the Public Room?
They can find on our website. It's www.publicroom.org.
And where are you on social? Are you on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram?
We used mostly Facebook and Instagram.
And how about you?
Me, I use Instagram.
Or email?
Email, I'm tamara@publicroom.org, and on Instagram, I'm Tamara Nasasha, which means Sasha's Tamara, and Sasha is my little daughter.
Oh, yes. That's beautiful. Yes. And one last question. Mm-hmm. How do you remain being a driven, successful leader and a mom at the same time?
I find it quite hard and messy, yeah. Because it's always time pressure, but from the other side, I find it inspiring, and the both different sides of my life make me happy and content.
Thank you so much for hanging out with
You're
the Women in Tech
welcome.
Podcast. This
yes.
has been awesome. If you want to connect with more incredible women in tech around the world, be sure to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. Be sure to say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi, I'm Tamara from Public Room Skopje, the most hybrid and creative space in our town. And I'm program director based in Skopje, Macedonia. You're listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. And I'd like to welcome Nina to talk a little bit about what Swiss EP is. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. We are working in emerging markets and supporting young entrepreneurs, but also the supporting organizations like Incubator Accelerator. We started a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence, which means that experts can come and work with our startup founders here and startup teams and supporting organizations. We cover accommodation and travel expenses, and you get to meet really amazing people here, and not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and ecosystem facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.